This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always...
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Own an iPhone, iPad, or Mac? Apple says update your operating system right now.
There is a security flaw that may have been actively exploited. Apple has just released what is called a zero-day patch. The flaw was uncovered by Google's threat analysis group, which focuses on countering targeted and government-backed hacking. Apple, without giving details, says the issue may have been actively exploited.
ABC's Alex Stone. Still unclear if House Speaker Mike Johnson will allow a vote on a measure barring trans women from using women's restrooms in the Capitol. The House about to get its first trans woman member. Johnson notes members have their own private restrooms. The New Orleans-based federal appeals court continues to block Louisiana's bid to require all public schools in the state to post the Christian Ten Commandments in every classroom. A lower court called the requirement overtly religious. This is ABC News. In Columbia, South Carolina.
Jason Smith is denied parole. The vote is unanimous.
South Carolina's parole board denying parole for Susan Smith. In 1994, she rolled her car, two young sons inside, into a lake. The boys drowned. Smith falsely claimed she'd been carjacked by a black man. She addressed the parole board.
I didn't lie to get away with it. I really didn't. I was just scared. I didn't know how I could tell the people that loved them that they would never see them again.
David Smith, ex-husband and father to the children, also addressing the parole board in South Carolina.
I miss them very much. And I love them very much. And I will be here every 2 years going forward.
MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, announced that starting in 2025, it will waive tuition for undergraduates from families earning less than $200,000 a year. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection have announced the results of a study showing the state's consistent agricultural growth. According to a press release, the University of Wisconsin study showed over $115 billion of economic impact was generated from agricultural and food processing sources between 2017 and 2022. That's equivalent to about an 11% increase from prior years and represents over 14% of Wisconsin's overall economic output. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is pushing for stronger efforts to block robocallers. According to a press release, a coalition of 46 attorneys general are asking the Federal Communications Commission to improve their robocall mitigation database. The coalition says the FCC hasn't done enough to prevent bad actors from registering in their database, allowing those bad actors to submit unvetted information and face no consequences for filing false or misleading information. Call is a member of the Anti-Robocall Litigation Task Force. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to move over and slow down when approaching active roadside emergencies. According to a press release, there have been 60 emergency responders hit and injured by vehicles while working on the side of the road in Wisconsin over the last 5 years. Department of Transportation officials are also reminding residents that moving over and slowing down for emergency vehicles is required by state law. Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed this week as Crash Responder Safety Week. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of active liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with active liver. You can find active liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for active liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaPay.
Welcome into the Luke Fickell Show as we hit the final couple of weeks of the regular season now. One more road game coming up this Saturday down in Lincoln, Nebraska to take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. 2:30 kick. Coverage starts at 12:30. And then a week from Friday, the regular season comes to a conclusion with the Minnesota Golden Gophers. We'll talk about those guys next week. Let's get caught up on the Badgers now as we visit with head coach Luke Fickell. Let's go back, obviously, to Saturday. It was an incredible performance for your defense. I know it was a disheartening ending. We all get that. But you had to be pretty proud of the way your guys performed against the number one team in the country.
Yeah, I don't really want to go back. I would, unfortunately,
sorry about that.
I know for a few days it's still eating at your stomach, but you got to push past it. I thought as a whole that we played really hard, played really tough. We never had we never wavered in anything that we did, whether it was offense, defense, or special teams. And particularly, obviously, the defense performed really well and did what you asked them to do. I mean, that's not, hey, just do what we told you to do, but mm-hmm. It's the ability to make some plays. It's the ability to not think you got to be perfect, but be aggressive enough that when the ball's in the air or the ball's on the ground or the back's in space, you got to be aggressive and be able to make some plays, and I thought they did that Saturday.
I don't know how many times Dylan Gabriel has felt a little out of sync, but it sure seemed like he was at times on Saturday.
I believe that. I thought it was one of our better edge rush games that we've had, and those guys did a really good job. But I think back end wise, I think we were able to do some things that at least made him hesitate. And I'll be honest with you, I have not seen him hesitate a whole lot. And, whether he was a true freshman or a redshirt freshman, whatever it was when I played him, a few years ago, I always thought that his ability to make quick decisions, his ability to deliver balls, his ability to process things was as fast as anybody had seen. And I thought that's one of those things where, to the naked eye might not recognize. But I thought that we at least caused some confusion to make him have to hold and gave us a chance to, put some pressure on him.
When those of us on the outside talk about defensive backs and corners specifically, it's about breakups, it's about picks. I don't know if we've addressed on this platform how good of a tackler Nizer Forcarin has become in open spaces. He just doesn't seem to miss much, does he?
That's where he's really grown. I mean, obviously in some coverage things too from the year before, but I think his ability to tackle well, and it comes from obviously his confidence in it and his but sometimes you think of corners as guys that, they don't normally want to be the tacklers, but his aggressive nature there. But I think really in how much stronger he's got and his off-season work and, what he's done with his body from the year, from when he walked in to where he is, has made him better football player, but has made him a lot better tackler as well.
The other thing I haven't mentioned much, I was talking to Ricardo Hallman yesterday, and, the obvious question with him is, people aren't throwing the ball his way a whole lot and all that, but it seems like from the outside looking in, Luke, that he's kind of taken on a little leadership role here, too. If it was going back to week one, kind of giving Xavier Lucas a heads up, hey, you're a true freshman, they see you in there, be ready. He picks off a pass, and he was really offering up a lot of praise about Nizer. Are you seeing some of that day in and day out of a guy like Rico?
And that's where you see, especially through tougher times, as you have the roller coaster ride, you really get to kind of hone in and see what leadership looks like, whether it's from ourselves as coaches and how we handle things, or from your team. And that's where you can see Rico stepping up. I thought he was his best on Saturday, that he's been all year. And I don't just mean playing. I meant in his demeanor, in his body language, his leadership abilities, because it is frustrating sometimes when you don't get challenged as much. Mm-hmm. But that's the nature of that field side position. And then the nature of, you know, some of the successes that he had even last year with the interceptions.
One of the things that I found really encouraging talking to some of your guys here this week and last is that they're saying the season's flying. And that's not always the case in sports. You're like, oh, man, it's like how many more? But like Rico yesterday and Daryl Peterson last week, it's like, wow, there's only X number of games left. You're fixing things. You're trying to do everything you can to get the next game. But I would imagine you're seeing that maybe in practice, the way your guys are just getting after it still every day.
And that's the beauty of what we've got. We know we still got a long ways to go, and we got to get to a point where those games like Saturday, we're the better team in the fourth quarter in particular. But the thing that we are going to continue to build upon is these guys' ability to love what they do and to have the pride in, you know, doing it with the guys that they do it with at the place that they're doing it. And that's when, to me, even though the roller coaster ride, that's when things don't seem like they're drawing out, but that they're going fast. And usually people that, you know, undefeated at that point in time think, oh, man, this is flying. And the ones that are, you know, got the roller coaster ride and struggling, you know, and taking some punches are the ones that are like, oh, boy, this is lasting forever. And I think that shows you what the attitude is like within the program, within the locker room, and then what leadership is like as well.
Body language, that's something you probably all as a staff are watching, right, with these guys.
You can't hide it. You know, what people say and you know, the things that they, you know, when you ask them the questions and when they get on the microphone, or after a game, the things that they say, you know, sometimes you got to take, you know, be able to read through. But the one thing that especially younger guys don't hide is body language and that demeanor. And sometimes that, not sometimes, for me all the time, that tells you a lot more about, you know, where they are and what they're thinking.
I could pick off any number of guys, but it's hard to ignore what Christian Allegro is doing here. What have you seen from him? He's got the length. He's got the body type that you guys are looking for. The progression at his position right now, what you saw a year ago, what you're seeing now.
No, he's continuing to grow, and he's scratching the surface, and the more opportunities that he's gotten in the last few weeks, I think he's taken advantage of those, not just because he's had tackles and he's played well, but like the progression of the things that he's able to do. You can work your butt off. You can go through spring football. You can go through fall camp. And it's hard to see and continue that progression unless you actually are getting significant snaps. And I think the last few weeks with the significant snaps that he's gotten is where we've even been impressed with the way he's continued to grow and what he's been able to do in these last few weeks.
On the offensive side, I was visiting with my counterpart from Nebraska, and he right away had Tawee Walker. Like, he didn't know a whole lot about him, obviously. They do now. 97 yards the other night against one of the top defenses in the country. He continues to not just be able to absorb a blow, but deliver one when he's carrying the ball, right?
I don't look at the stats a whole lot, especially during the year, but I think he's fourth in the league in rushing, and it doesn't surprise me, you know. And sometimes it's a quiet, you know, 97 yards in some ways because maybe there aren't the giant runs. But, again, the defenses that we've played, that's not normally something that they give up. But he is just a consistent working guy that has taken some bruises, bumps and bruises, which, my goodness, if you play tailback, you're going to have to get through. But from game one to, you know, what he's been dealing with even the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, he doesn't miss anything. He surely doesn't miss a Saturday.
I cannot help but be impressed, and I have been, quite honestly, from the first time I talked to Braden Locke last year. His poise, as you mentioned a couple minutes ago, if it's holding the microphone, he just seems mature beyond his years. And on the field, you see him drop one in the bucket to Vinny Anthony down the sideline. The dime that he threw, the dart, it was called back, and another story for another time, but he had the thread one in there to Tretch. So we know that, you know, the interceptions or the balls batted down, all that stuff, but when you see that, you're like, this guy's he's got something here that you can build on this week and for the rest of the year.
He does. And that's why when people ask, like, well, is you know, who's your starting quarterback? I'm like, well, there's no doubt who our starting quarterback is. It's Braden Locke. And, you know, whether he like he's like the team, right? He's been, you know, on the roller coaster ride, and it's a lot easier to point a finger at the guy that's at the helm when things don't end up going the way you want them to, right? Whether you play a good game, if you don't find a way to finish and pull it out and win the things at the end, there's naturally somebody that you look back to and find all their mistakes. And the quarterback position is that. But that's why I've been impressed with Braden, his ability to handle those things, his ability to each and every week come back out, work to get better. And I think he is. He's done that, and he'll continue to do that. And that's a credit to him and his confidence and his ability to push through a lot of these things.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about the Badgers. I have a matchup with the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Also, we'll hear from kicker Nathaniel Vakos. We'll also check in with Hunter Wohler. Had a chance in the last week or so to visit with the Badgers senior safety out of Muskego. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four families will be selected. Elected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime, the twbadgers.com/contest. We'll take a break. More of the Luke Fickell Show coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com, a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. We continue with the head coach. I don't know if this is the best time to ask or not, but I'm sure you're not aware that this is the first time since 1985 that Wisconsin has played three top five teams in a season. That is not a little thing. I know you don't live in this neighborhood of being the record what it is, that you're not used to that. It's appalling, and you've made that very clear. But is there a time in the midst of this, as you get ready for the next game, where you can, if it's for 2 minutes or whatever, and say, the average fan, media may not see this, but you and your staff do, that you're getting better?
We are, and like you said, at the beginning of the year, and I've said it every year that I've been a head coach, we can't allow the outside to define what, you know, success or what getting better really looks like, because they don't see the things every single day. And there is a climb. There are things that we've continued to do better, that there's no doubt. And, you know, whether you look at the schedule, I knew, and I didn't spend a whole lot of time, and you can't make excuses, but at the beginning of the year, the hour or so that you did, or a couple hours or a couple days that you did spend in saying, okay, trying to put a plan together as you work into the fall camp and knowing what your season is going to be like, I knew it was going to be a different run by nature of what the league has gone to and just the nature of where we are with the schedule wise, and tried to, you know, prepare and plan ourselves accordingly. But you never know how the season's going to go. You never know how injuries are going to happen. You never know how, you know, things are going to progress with leadership. And so we've obviously battled through a lot of those things, but I can at least sit here and say that there's a real progression in the things that are happening from within that locker room, within those meeting rooms, that shows up, not enough, mm-hmm. but is showing up even on the Saturdays.
And that gets you up out of bed and gets you raring to get to the facility every day, right? Just to take that next step.
I kind of use the term like addicted to the fight, mm-hmm. right? And that's what we said the past few weeks to these guys. Like, regardless of where you are, you know, record-wise, where you are in the depth chart, like how much you're, like, if you don't become addicted to the fight, and it's a lot easier when you can see some progressions, and that's what got to continue to motivate you and understand, like, the fight is going to continue to grow, the fight is going to continue to get harder, but if you're addicted to that, that's kind of that process that gives us the best chance to really continue to do what we need to do.
I want to ask you about the Huskers in a minute, but I'm going to go off topic a little bit, because it's the time of year when the CFP rankings come out and everybody's unhappy. If it's a coach, if it's an AD, if it's the fan base, we should be ranked higher. How come school A is ahead of us? When you went through this at Cincinnati, I'm sure the media attention was increasing locally, regionally, nationally. How did you handle that as a coach, and what did you tell your players every week as you were getting ready to get to those top four spots?
It was the same thing. It was like, hey, put us in a place that we can play for a championship. And if we can play for a championship, we can make our case ourselves, as opposed to trying to voice it, right? I mean, like, that's just not going to change a whole lot of things. And, you know, the ability to kind of stay focused and locked into that is what's so key and critical, because you all can get caught up, you know, and then you start mixing and matching and say, okay, who do we have left and what's their record? And it's like, guys, there's nothing that we can control that's going to determine, you know, having the chance to play for a championship, other than how we work, the what we put into each and every week, and then obviously how we perform on a Saturday. And if we can stay focused on at least those three things and try not to get distracted by the others, we'll have every opportunity we need.
I could only read the clips and read the stories and get clips of your players and yourself at that time. Were they able to, obviously you're working really hard every day, were they able to enjoy all of this, the increased attention? And because, you know, it could go either way. Did they embrace it all?
I think the 18 to 22-year-olds embrace it a little bit better than some of us. I think those guys do a better job at enjoying it more than some others, i.e. myself. But I really do. I think they do. Obviously, they felt the pressure. They felt the stress. And I used to always tell me, we aren't carrying the banner for anybody but ourselves. You know, at that point in time, it was like the little guys, and you're carrying it. It's like, we're not carrying the banner for anybody but ourselves. And so don't put anything more on it, you know, than what it is. But I think that there's a balance to it. Mm-hmm. And when it's all said and done, and you look back at it, you recognize that some of the things that you enjoyed, but you didn't maybe know that you were enjoying at the time.
Yeah.
But that's always kind of a unique thing.
Yeah, a lot of pros on that team, too. The whole little guy thing was like, yeah, whatever. A lot of draft picks on
that
team. Yeah,
they were being 14 or so. I mean, 11 in 1 year. There was a lot of really, really, really good players, obviously, and then that's why we were in the position we were in.
This week, we mentioned this a couple weeks ago, going to Iowa City. It's going to be a very noisy atmosphere, always is, in Lincoln. But your players probably are looking forward to that too, right? Those kind of environments.
They are, and I think that we learned a lot from a few weeks ago of going into Iowa City, and so that's one of those things. Unfortunately, you had to learn a really hard way, and so we'll see as we continue to mature and those kinds of things. It's all about learning from the things and the mistakes and whatever it is that you've done, and I think we've learned a lot from that week of. A few weeks ago in Iowa, that'll give us a better chance to, go out and do what we need to do and perform the way we expect to perform.
My weekly wrestling reference, Nash Hutmaker, 166-0 in high school, wrestles at Nebraska as well. He and Ty Robinson, that's a pretty good tag team combo. Not tag, they play together. It's not, you're not tagging out one for the other, but boy, that's a good place to start. One of the reasons why their defense has been really good.
There's no doubt. I've loved watching those guys over the last 2 years, and I didn't know as much about Nash before, because I wasn't in the league. But the last 2 years, I've just kind of taken an interest in watching him and then, watching him wrestle this past year and things like that. But there's a reason why they've done and played really, really well. And those guys are definitely the core and the crux of it.
And then on the offensive side, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Dylan Raiola, very talented, true freshman. What do you see when the film pops on with him?
Talent. I think that there is a greater confidence in a freshman than I think you normally would see. And we know there's talent. You've seen the arm. You've seen his ability to extend plays. But I think the confidence that I think that he plays with is very unique, especially for a true freshman.
And big receivers. I mean, they've got some length. They got a little bit of bulk to them in some cases.
There's definitely size in their on their outsides. And that's where, that makes it a little bit more of a difficult matchup. They've used it pretty well. They've taken some shots down the field, and especially in that red zone. But big, strong, physical wide receivers that, be something we'll have to contend with.
Obviously, they've made some changes. You folks have made some changes. But just getting out there on the practice field, that's still the great part, right? That's why you do what you do. And maybe more importantly, your players, too. Just getting out there and running around and getting ready for the next one.
As you saw yesterday, being outside is what's awesome, too, at this time of the year. And to be able to have some pretty good weather to get outside and practice, I think that even is better. You work your butts off, especially Sunday through Tuesday, and the first time you really get to spend enough and more time on that practice field with your guys, is on Tuesday. And so the Tuesday, Wednesday in particular practices are I think what makes the week what it is.
And they tell me it's going to be real nice down there. We're about 50 degrees on Saturday and not a lot of wind. So thought we didn't know that's pretty good. You take
that
anytime.
Quite unique for this time of the year anywhere here in the Midwest.
Absolutely. That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Coming up, our players portion of the program. We'll check in with the Badgers record-setting kicker, Nathaniel Vakos. More to come as we continue with the Luke Fickell Show on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good Soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you got to know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot, all things sports with Paul Noonan, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Rolling on with the Luke Fickell Radio Show as we advance to the players portion of the program. In a few minutes, we'll talk with Hunter Wohler, a conversation we had recently before the Oregon game. Right now, we visit with Nathaniel Vaikos, the second-year Badger, the kicker, from Avon, Ohio, a transfer from Ohio University. It's been pretty steady this season. Went 2-for-2 in Saturday night's game against unbeaten and top-ranked Oregon. He also has a Wisconsin school record. You think of some of the outstanding kickers through the years, and there have been many of them. But Nathaniel Vaikos has made four kicks of 50 yards and beyond, including 3-for-3 this year. As I said, it snuck up on a lot of people. But Nathaniel was made aware as he was approaching that mark.
I remember seeing it somewhere before a couple weeks ago when I think it hit the first one in South Dakota, right? Wasn't it that game? So I hit that one, I remember. Somebody sent it to me like it's tied for the record, and I remember thinking about it, but the weeks went by, it's completely aired my head. So coming back after a game and seeing that everybody's texting me, you broke this record, and I thought it was pretty cool thing to see.
Yeah, I don't know how much you know about the kickers who I just mentioned, but I mean, it was all fairly recent. Phillip was a little while ago. Taylor was terrific. And 3-for-3, right, as we speak, from 50-plus. A, you're healthy, right? Yeah. That's a plus,
yeah,
right?
We had some hiccups, tore my labrum, dislocated my shoulder last weekend, which nobody really knows about yet. That's why I had that brace on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my back went out 2 weeks ago deadlifting. So there were a little injuries this year, but we got it figured out. So yeah,
I was gonna say,
they're under the radar. Nobody knows about those. So.
Yeah. Well, they do now.
Now they do,
apparently. Well, last year you had some stuff too, right?
Yeah, back injuries.
Yeah.
Obliques, but better this year. Feeling good.
I was going to say, it's obviously not affecting your kicking ability.
Honestly,
here.
Kick better with the torn labrum. So,
why is it? Just focus a little bit more, or just...
I kind of went through it. I think it helped me keep my like shoulders level. It's a lot of technical goes into it. So wearing that brace, honestly, I think helped keep my shoulders back and level, not swaying too much, and made my ball fly a lot straighter.
You was tackling guys then? Or did you work
no,
on that?
Injury that won't be explained for here, but it did hurt it.
I gotcha. It's interesting just watching kickers do their thing, and I may have asked you this even last year, but give fans an idea of your routine throughout the course of the week. You want to get your work in. You probably don't want to overdo it. What's a typical week for you like getting ready to kick on a Saturday?
Yeah, so I was explaining like being a pitcher. Obviously, it's kind of the same mechanics. You use the same muscles about – at 110% force every time. So my kicking schedule is pretty routine. Everything's routine repetition-wise. I'm a pretty superstitious guy overall kicking. So everything I have down pretty much to a T. We'll kick Wednesday. I'll hit 5 field goals, and then Friday I'll hit 3 more, and then Saturday is kind of the heavy load day where I go out and I'll probably hit 30, 40 field goals throughout the game, just during warm-ups into the net, and then routine-wise it's always the same, like breathing techniques, taking my steps always the same. It's kind of just trying to keep a repetition so it always feels consistent throughout the game.
On a game day, you're measuring a lot of things, right? The weather conditions, yeah. The wind. Do you, after the warm-ups, do you go up to a coach and say, I'm good at fill-in-the-blank distance too?
Yeah, for me, I'm somebody that tries to not think too much. I do better when I'm not thinking and having fun rather than thinking of every technical thing that can happen. So I kind of leave that to Gavin Myers to go talk to the coaches because obviously I'm going to tell him I can hit from 60 every time. So I leave it to Myers. He's kind of telling them about the wind and my range that day. It varies every day based on weather and how I'm feeling, obviously, that day. So I leave it to him, and I just try and go out there and have fun.
I'm glad you mentioned him because we talked to Case and Pfeiffer here, too, that a lot of times those guys don't get mentioned unless something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. Well, nothing's gone wrong. And as a matter of fact, Gavin, he can dig out low snaps, too.
Yeah.
To have that trust in the operation, you know, you have a new snapper here this year from the past, but this guy – he's been pretty good, too, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I've known Fife since my sophomore year of high school. I was getting recruited by Cincinnati and Coach Fick when I was there, and Kaysen was there, obviously taking me out on the town, having fun. So knowing him, we've worked with the same kicking coach growing up. So I've known him for a long time. So we've had some chemistry built up, and obviously Myers is the best at what he does holding-wise. So I've never had an issue with him. I always trust him to put the ball down and get it there for me.
Well, we talked about your record-setting numbers at Wisconsin, but your longest field goal as a college player was at Ohio U, right?
It was. My freshman year, yeah, it was 55 or 56. It was like 55 and a half. Depends how they count it.
Let's call it 56 then.
Yeah, I think they counted it at ESPN as 56, which is sweet. So got a 56, had that one, and then last year is where I didn't have the best stats from 50 yards, and then this year I came in with a sense to really fix that, and I'm glad I'm working towards that right now, and I've been doing well so far.
Give us the feeling, because you've hit these long ones at Camp Randall, the recent game against Penn State. You mm-hmm. pop a 50-yarder. You've got to be able to hear, you feel the crowd there. Don't
yeah.
you? The way it erupted after you mm-hmm. hit that.
It's hard to explain. You go out there, obviously you can hear everybody, and it's no feeling to explain. Like, when the ball comes, you just blank out. Like, it's kind of, you black out. I don't hear anything. It's weird. Like, everything just goes silent, and it's like that split 2 seconds where you hit the ball and look up and watch it, and then everybody's silent until it crosses, and then everybody starts erupting. So you get excited. I try and celebrate. We always come up with a little celebration after with the guys. So last game we went like this for the field goal. So it makes it a little bit more enjoyable to celebrate what you work so hard for, to go out there one or two times a game and execute on something for
you,
the team.
You like to mix it up?
Yeah, we switch it every field goal. So we'll have something different depending on how the game's going. So we always switch it up.
Before we were recording, I was struck at a recent practice, and I think I've seen this more than once, so you've had a chance. We all know Luke Fickell's love of wrestling, and he's become, he's good friends with Chris Bono and John Reeder. Apparently, you know those guys pretty well, too. Now, your dad wrestled, but, people, they think of kickers are athletes, too. They can do different things, so you've had to know those guys a little
bit. Yeah, so I met Coach Reeder and Coach Bono while I was here. It was honestly just them being at practice, and maybe I'm a pretty sociable person, so I went up to them. They kept coming and watching, started talking to them. They wanted to learn about kicking, so they grew a fond liking of me and loved those guys, so they wanted me to come around to the wrestling, and my dad was a big wrestler, told him about that. And so I went up there, talked with the guys, and now we just formed a relationship. Probably go golf here sometime together, so it's a good relationship to have.
Yeah, they're big golfers. I know that.
They love
particularly
it.
Particularly Bono. I think.
Uh-huh.
So you've given them some kicking advice, too? You've coached them a little
bit? I'm trying
to
get them out there. I'm trying to get them to come swing it with me, and then they'll teach me some wrestling things. But, yeah, it's going that way.
Golf is a theme here, and we've been surprised when we've talked with some offensive linemen, mm-hmm. and Tawee Walker is trying to take it up. I've talked to a number of kickers through the years who are really good golfers. That's something you took up fairly early in life?
I didn't start really getting into it until these past 2 years. I've played for fun, never really focused on my game and how good I was. And recently I've started to like focus on it, actually try and get better. I mean, all of us specialists golf, and the best one's Gavin Lam. I mean, he golfed in high school, so mm-hmm. he's a good golfer. But I took this summer, TVD was kind of my golf buddy, and I've made a lot of connections here, so we played all over the place, Strawberry Creek, Milwaukee Country Club, I haven't played Bishop's Bay, I want to play Bishop's Bay, but Maple Bluff, all these nice courses around the area. So meeting good people, take us out golfing. So I always took Tyler because he's a scratch golfer. So he made me look good.
Yeah, when he told us that, yeah, I was like, okay, we'll not waste your time me golfing with you. But I've had kickers through the years tell me that there are some similarities. I had a kicker a few years ago, or talked to a kicker a few years ago, say, like in golf, you can overswing.
Yeah.
Same thing with kicking too,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, so it's kind of the same thing. Everything's a game of almost millimeters, especially in golf and kicking. You hit the ball with the club face open, your ball goes right. You hit the football on the inside panel, foot open, it'll go right. It varies all the same. So having a consistent swing and just being smooth is honestly a lot better than just trying to kill it. So golf is the same mental aspect, I think, as kicking, and so is pitching. So I kind of, those three all kind of tie in together to help you learn more.
And as emotional of a sport as this can be, you guys have to stay kind of even keel, like a golfer, like a pitcher, right?
So as I said, we're a lot more emotionally controlled here than on the golf course, we could say that.
That's Badgers kicker Nathaniel Vakos. We will take a break. When we continue, we'll replay a visit with Hunter Wohler coming up in a couple of minutes as the Luke Fickell Show continues on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center. Home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
A reminder, our coverage on Saturday begins at 12:30. Kickoff of the Badgers and Nebraska down in Lincoln will be 2:30 Central Time. As we continue with the Luke Fickell Show, the players portion of the program, we thank Nathaniel Vakos for joining us. I have a chance to play back a recent conversation we had with senior safety Hunter Wohler out of Muskego, Wisconsin. Let's face it, we hate to see any player get hurt during the course of a game, even more so when it's someone
that so many Badger fans are familiar with, right? Such as Hunter Wohler. He's in that rare air of career tackles for someone who plays his position. You know, when Jim Leonard recruited him, he talked about his ability to do all kinds of things out there as part of the defense, did so in high school. And certainly that has been the case as a Badger. When Mike Tressel and his defensive staff came to town, they talked about blending the elites, what worked so well for Coach Leonard and what has worked so well historically for Coach Tressel. And part of that is having someone of Hunter Wohler's ability playing close to the line of scrimmage. And that's a concept that Wohler embraced from day one.
I like being around the ball, and I like being close to the ball, and you know, sometimes having to take on a block's fun in some cases. But yeah, I mean, I like being down as close to the ball as I can be, and right on the line of scrimmage, and you know, get some opportunities to make some plays.
I mentioned at the top, you're a guy, you know, living the dream here. You're a Badger fan, grew up being a Badger fan. You're now going to go down as one of the certainly the most respected Badgers here for quite some time. You've seen a little bit of everything, but the total experience, though, how do you think that's made you better here to this point of your college career?
You know, you talked about experiencing a lot of different things, and, you know, I think having different coaches, it's never easy having those transitions, but you learn a lot, and you see the game from a different perspective, and having to learn two different defenses, I think also has just helped me, you know, become a smarter and more well-rounded football player. But, you know, I think just being at Wisconsin it's a great place, great atmosphere, great locker room. So it's, you know, that's the biggest part of it is, you know, I just enjoy being here and love being here and love the guys. So, you know, that makes it real easy.
I remember one of the social media clips that the football folks put out. This was probably in the winter or maybe the summer, where you were getting the message across as one of the leaders, hey, I'm a senior. This is it for me. Have you been able to, as much as you're focusing on the next practice, the next game, have you given yourself a little time each week to just take a look around and say, this is pretty cool what I've been able to do here?
I've tried to, but it definitely gets hard just because, like you said, it's, you know, what's next? You're focusing on the next day, the next game, whatever. Whatever the next thing is coming that you have to be prepared for. So I mean, I probably don't do it as much as I should be, and I know I told myself coming into this year that I was going to, but I've definitely kind of made an emphasis for myself in, you know, when we run out of the field on Saturdays, just looking around and just taking it in and enjoying it, especially at home, because opportunities are limited, and I think we only have two more home games left, and you know, even being on the road, just cherishing every moment and you know, enjoying those Friday night dinners with the boys and just the little things that make college so special.
Everybody tells me that when they get toward the end of their career, when the career is done, we all remember when you did this, that, or the other on the field. But it's the locker room, it's the dinners, it's the, you know, maybe the plane rides. Those are the things, it sounds like, that stand out to you, even though you've got more ahead of you here as we speak, but those are the things that mean a lot to you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously you come to play football for the games, but everything that you really truly look back on and remember is just all the little things and the little moments of goofing around in the locker room and, you know, hanging out up watching film, you know, with all the guys and, like I said, the Friday night dinners and just little things when you get to be with the boys and it's not necessarily strictly about football, but it's just hanging out and enjoying each other.
You have emerged as one of the leaders of this team, Coach Fickell, Brady Collins. They've talked about that. Guys like you, Jake Chaney. What defines being a really strong? I mean, you're a lead by example guy, but when you have something to say, you'll say it too. But what for you? What defines a good leader?
You know, I think respect is a big part of it, and I think respect is definitely earned. And you know, you have to do that by not necessarily always being the vocal one, but by showing up to work every day and doing things the right way and carrying yourself the right way and, you know, going about your business the right way. I think that means a lot. And by doing that, you earn a lot of respect with how hard you work, with how much you study, with, you know, you name it. You know, I think that gives you a chance to be a leader. And then, you know, when, like you said, when things need to be said, someone's got to say it. And, you know, it happens to fall on certain people, and I guess myself and Chaney have found ourselves in those positions, which we love. We love being leaders, and you know, just continuing to push these boys every day.
One of the things that Jake talked about, too, we visited with him recently, is how a lot of the new guys, if they're freshmen, if they're transfers, have really fit. And, you know, year two with Coach Fickell and his staff. But that's helped as you guys continue to grow this thing. Jake's right, isn't he? I mean, wherever they're from, as true freshmen or wherever they may have played in college previously, they seem to check the boxes athletically for sure, but in all the other areas too.
Yeah, I give Coach Fick a lot of credit for the guys that they brought in. I mean, transfers especially, because you go other places and, you know, who knows what could happen. But the guys they brought in have been really solid dudes and have been great additions to the team on and off the field. And then, you know, the freshmen are just obviously a couple guys that are making their presence known right away this year. I give the coaches a lot of credit, and you know, I think it's also a little bit credit to this place and in this program, just because of the culture that is put in place. And I think that, you know, if guys don't kind of fall in line a little bit right away and you know, prepare and train the way that this place always has and always will, you know, and they'll stand out a little bit. So, I do give coaches a lot of credit for bringing in the right people.
Who were those guys you looked up to when you first got here among the players?
You know, in terms of the safety room, Scott Nelson and Colin Wilder were, you know, big kind of motivators and leadership dudes for the team and guys that I looked up to a lot, just because, you know, they went about things the right way, and they were gracious enough to take me and some of the other guys under their wing and teach us and coach us. But then like Jake Ferguson, who, you know, just shows up and, you know, he's one of the guys that I haven't seen much of, but like just shows up and is happy loves to play the game, loves being at work. So just guys like that, that just, you know, like I said, do things the right way and enjoy every moment of it and also care for people that, you know, don't necessarily know them that well or haven't gained their respect yet, but just caring for players and the program itself.
And all those guys you mentioned and many others, and you obviously are a big part of that too. You embrace the off-the-field opportunities in terms of, you know, being out into the public. The Read On Wisconsin program here that they do, part of the Badgers Give Back, and you're able to go back to the hometown, to the library, and that's pretty important to you, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. I love it because just, you know, I love kids, first of all, so like going in and being able to hang out with kids it's easy for me. But then being able to just go home and give back to the community that I grew up in that really raised me and, you know, gave me the opportunities that, you know, that I've been blessed to have. It means a lot, and you know, I know it means a lot to my hometown, and so to be able to do that there and, you know, wherever I can, it's definitely very important to me. Just because, you know, if it weren't for them, I wouldn't be where I am. So.
Final thought: you probably had the guys that you looked up to when you were growing up as Badgers, and now you're that guy who somebody who's maybe in fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade say, I want to be the next Hunter Wohler. I'm sure people tell you that. You know, the kids will tell you that. When you hear that, how does it make you feel?
I mean, good. It's yeah. Definitely a compliment. That's kind of all there is to it. It's definitely cool. It's a compliment, and it means a lot just knowing that, you know, what I've done here and the way that I've carried myself has made an impact and, you know, has given kids the, you know, the look that, you know, I play the game and live my life the right way. So, no, it's definitely special.
And that is Badgers safety Hunter Wohler. Stay with us. We'll take a look at the Big Ten schedule this week as we continue in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Badger fans, the stage is set for another jam-packed year at the Kohl Center. Your November lineup includes something for every fan in your life, with huge home matchups for Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey. Don't miss out on your chance to catch your favorite Wisconsin teams at the Kohl Center this season. For a full Badger schedule and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Contact D&T Pump and Well for well service and pump replacement. It's springtime and D&T is scheduling spring and summer projects. Mary and Derek, owners of D&T Pump and Well, are insured and do new installs, and they fix existing systems, including submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Pump and Well at 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Pump and Well at 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be taking a look at issues that will face Wisconsin voters in 2025 and your phone calls as well. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports. From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. News from the Center, WRCE. This is News from the Center, WRCE. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, will discuss Trump finally facing justice in 2029. And does the separation of church and state apply to Oklahoma? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Let's check out the Big Ten schedule as we hit the final couple of games of the regular season. Friday night in East Lansing, the Michigan State Spartans will host the Purdue Boilermakers. On Saturday, the early window games, Iowa is at Maryland. Illinois hits the road to Piscataway to take on Rutgers. And Indiana and Ohio State, big showdown game at the Horseshoe. Those are the 11 o'clock games. 2:30, you got Penn State at Minnesota, Northwestern at Michigan, and the night game in the Big Ten on Saturday night, UCLA and USC. Yep, the night game in the Big Ten. Big Ten after dark. UCLA and USC, and that will kick off at 9:30 Central Time. You got the Badgers and the Huskers coming up on Saturday afternoon. A 2:30 kickoff down in Lincoln. Our coverage will start at 12:30. Badgers trying to keep the trend going. They have won 10 straight against Nebraska, including last year's overtime win on what was senior day for Wisconsin. A very, just a gutty performance. You think of Tanner Mordecai and obviously Braylon Allen, what they were able to do. And now it's senior day for Nebraska. Both teams looking for win number 6. It will be a good one. It will be a very hostile atmosphere, I think safe to say, down in Lincoln. Again, our coverage starts at 12:30, kick 2:30 for the Badgers and the Huskers on Saturday afternoon in Lincoln, Nebraska, and what's supposed to be a beautiful day. Temperature about 50 degrees, light winds. You take it. We'll talk to you Saturday from Lincoln on the Badgers Sports Network.
Listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.